You're listening to SBS News.
Sydney Koala Park owner Gary McNamara's entire life has been dedicated to trying to protect the dwindling koala population.
The work started long before me. My father did it before me. My grandfather did it before him, back in the days when they were shooting koalas for fur. And it was realised then if we didn't do something for koalas, they weren't going to be around long.
The federal government has announced that koalas in some areas will be listed as endangered instead of vulnerable, committing $50 million to koala conservation and protection. Environment Minister Susan Lee says it's a move they hope will bring the koala back from the brink.
The koala has been under pressure for a while because of climate change, because of long dry spells. As a rural Australian, I know that well. And also because of disease. We estimate that up to 50% of our populations have chlamydia, so that's a real pressure. And of course, the bushfires.
Koala populations will be listed as endangered in New South Wales, Queensland and the ACT, where conservation groups say population numbers are between 30,000 and 60,000. In the last 20 years, population numbers in both New South Wales and Queensland have been cut in half. The devastating Black Summer bushfires that raged from the end of 2019 were responsible for significant population losses, killing or injuring more than 60,000. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the federal government's commitment is too little and it's too late.
The only way to stop koalas now becoming extinct is to have an immediate halt on the destruction of their homes. That means no more land clearing in koala habitat. That means no more mines and quarries in koala habitat.
Since being declared vulnerable 10 years ago, the Australian Conservation Foundation says the federal government has approved 63 projects that would result in the clearing of more than 25,000 hectares of koala habitat. The foundation's Freya Cole says broader action is needed.
If we want our children and grandchildren to see koalas in the wild across New South Wales, the ACT and Queensland, then this federal government needs to do more on climate change. It also needs to make sure that any projects it approves does not get in the way of koala homes.
For the koala, time is running out. But for those who care about them most, like Gary McNamara, they say it's time to save them now with a united approach.
I think this is the last stop, really. As I said, for 100 years we've been saying they're going to go extinct, and unfortunately, we look like being very right.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.